ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون، نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبدل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the greatest asset, the greatest bounty, the greatest favor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses any human being with is the ni'mat and bounty and favor of iman, the protection of this iman, the preservation of this iman, the concern as to the level of our iman. This is the primary and distinguishing aspect of the purpose and object of the life of every one of us. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was their shiar and their symbol, the constant worry and concern for the level of iman. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, in his Hayat al-Sahaba, an entire chapter he brings on this, and narrated by so many sahaba: Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great and eminent companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were daily at all times in contact with Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet when they would meet anyone on the streets of Medina Munawwara, then they would address one another like this: that ta'al bina najlis sa'atan nujaddid imanana wa nu'min sa'atan. They would say, come, let us sit down and let us refresh and renew our iman. They never became complacent. They never took their iman for granted. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between fear and hope. The sign or the proof of a believer is that he can never sit back or never be relaxed about the level of his iman. Amongst the galaxy of Sahaba-e-Kiram, this is that jamaat and that group that in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in his Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah. This is that jamaat and that group that whilst the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst them, the verse of the Quran comes down, kullan, kullan wa'adallahu al-husna. Then O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my beloved Nabi, kullan, every one of your sahaba, sahaba of Makkah kullan, sahaba of Hijrat kullan, sahaba of Medina kullan, sahaba of Badr kullan, sahaba of Uhud kullan, sahaba of Hudaybiyah kullan, sahaba of Fateh Makkah kullan, sahaba of Taif kullan, sahaba of the expeditions which took place after Fateh Makkah kullan, sahaba of Hajjatul Wada kullan, kullan, every sahabi, wa'adallahu al-husna, Allah takes the oath, they are jannatis. That jamaat, and amongst them there is a further distinction. There is a further category. And what is that category? The sahaba that took part in Badr. Where in Bukhari Sharif the hadith is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى اِطَّلَى عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala looked at the sahaba who took part in Badr. Allah Ta'ala looked at the sahaba who took part in Badr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, from now till you die, do whatever you want to do. Jannat is wajib for you. That level of glad tidings. And yet, let us sit and refresh our iman. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala used to explain this. Why do we have to refresh our iman? Why does the muzakara of iman have to take place? Why do we have to speak about Allah's greatness? Why do we have to give da'wat? He would explain it like this. Simple analogy and example. A pot filled with water is exposed to direct flame. What happens? It starts boiling. Move the pot away from the flame and very, very quickly the heat dissipates. Very, very quickly it loses its heat. And the further it stays away from that, for the longer it stays away from that flame, eventually it will become still and it will become absolutely cold. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala who said, more quicker than that pot loses its heat when you move it away from the flame, quicker than that iman loses its heat. Quicker than that the nur of iman comes out of the heart. That is why one tabi'i says, I met 30 of the sahaba of Badr. Which sahaba? The one whom Allah said, do what you want, jannat is wajib for you. He says, I met 30 of the sahaba of Badr. And I did not find a single one of them that did not fear that he was a munafiq. Concern and worry for iman. This is a part of iman. This is a dictate of iman. However, my respected brothers, iman is not something you can see. Iman doesn't have a tangible shape or form. But there are certain signs. Certain signs which we find in Quran and Hadith. Call it a thermometer, call it a yardstick, call it a measuring tape. Which Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. That use this now and check what is the level of your iman. Because a court is coming. A court is coming, every one of us, whether black, whether white, whether rich, whether poor, whether educated, whether uneducated, whether we live in a palace or whether we live in a hut, whether we are driving a Mercedes Benz or a Rolls Royce, or whether we are riding a horse or walking barefoot, whether we are in America, Australia, Europe, Asia, China, or Africa, whoever, wherever, every human being, this entire humanity is moving in one direction, heading towards one day. Ma minkum min ahad, ma minkum min ahad, illa sayukallimuhu rabbuhu laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman fayanzura aymana minhu fala yara illa ma qaddam wa yanzura ashama minhu fala yara illa ma qaddam wa yanzura bayna yaday fala yara illa an-nara tilqa wajhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma minkum min ahad, every one of you, no exception. Whoever, wherever, whether you are a ruler or a pauper, every one of you, what is the reality of this life? What is the haqiqat of this life? What is the destination and goal of this life? It is a tragedy, I'm digressing. It is a tragedy and a travesty that go to the big universities of the world, go to the archives of knowledge of humanity, consult the PhDs, consult the scientists, consult the so-called enlightened thinkers, zoology expert, genetic science expert, physics expert, chemistry expert, nuclear science expert. Consult all these people. Open up the archives of so-called knowledge of the universities of the world and ask this one simple question, that what is the purpose and object of this life? What is the purpose and object of this life? What defines success? What defines failure? Who is a successful human being? Who is a failure as a human being? And wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, whether it is a scientist, or whether it is a zoology expert, or genetic science expert, or nuclear science expert, whether he's got one PhD or 10 PhDs, with the archives of the knowledge of the universities of this world, the travesty and tragedy that is facing us is that they are unable to answer this one simple question. What is the purpose and object of my life? Am I successful or am I a failure? This entire humanity is moving towards that one moment. That one day. The day of justice. The day of distinction. The day when it will be made clear and apparent who is successful and who is a failure. Who has understood the reality of this life. Who has lived his life in deception. A day which Quran again and again invites us towards, speaks about. In Arabic language, the word for day is yawm. Yawmul qiyamah. Yawmul hasra. Yawmul nadama. Yawmul taghabun. Yawmul tamatul kubra. Yawmul haqqa. Yawmul qari'a. Yawmul jannah. Yawmul nar. Yawmul wail. Yawmul fawzan. يوم الخسران يوم النجاة يوم البوار يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون ذلك يوم مشهود مالك يوم الدين إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين. Yom, 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 a day is coming, a day is coming, a day is coming. And what type of a day is it? What type of a day is it? خمسين ألف سنة خمسين ألف سنة خمسين ألف سنة May Allah's kalam is haq says that the length of this one day will be 50,000 years. 50,000 years this one day. A day la takhfa minkum khafiya. No one will be able to hide. Ayn al mafar. In this world when you got a problem, what do? You run away. That day, no one will be able to run away. In this world, you're faced with some problem, you gather together your resources, your friends, and you try to oppose the entity that is in front of you. فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ That day, there will be no opposition. That day, there will be no hiding. That day, there will be no running away. A day is coming. A day is coming. And what is the problem? Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. Allah says, you think that day is very far away. But what is the reality? Wanarahu qariba. Wanarahu qariba. You think it is far away. Allah says it is very, very near. Very near. How near? May all our lives be sacrificed upon our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful, explicit example he gives. He says, Kayfa an'am. How near is that day? Kayfa an'am. Wa qadil taqama sahibul qarnil qarn. Wa hana jab'atuhu. أصغى سمعه لا يرتد إليه طرفه الله أكبر What description Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives رأي العين As if he is seeing it He says Oh my Sahaba Oh my Sahaba Oh my Ummat How can we possibly afford to be complacent How can we possibly afford to be relaxed How can we possibly afford to chase behind this dunya? How can we possibly afford to be worrying about what type of a house or what type of a car or what type of a suit or what type of a fancy lifestyle we are living? Kayfa an'am? وَقَدْ إِلْتَقَ مَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ الْقَرْنِ When the angel of the trumpet Israfil has already made a luqma and morsel out of the trumpet. Already taken it into his mouth. His knees are bent. His ears are locked. His gaze is fixed. Where? Towards the arsh of Allah. Towards the arsh of Allah. He doesn't blink even. He doesn't blink even. لا يرتد إليه طرفه. Yantadir an yumar fayanfukh. Imagine this beautiful depiction Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving. Imagine this, this angel, the trumpet is already in his mouth, his knees are bent, ears are locked, gaze is fixed. Faida, faida, nufikha fissur, nafkhatun wahida. مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدًا Wallah, these terms that Quran uses, when Allah speaks of akhirat, nafkha, sayha, zajra, these are like bombs exploding. The whole tone of Quran when Allah speaks of dunya is like we say in Urdu halka light insignificant ayyamam ma'dudat just a few days Mata'un qaleel. Mata'un qaleel, very little. Ya'lamu. Allahu Akbar. Such is the mercy and compassion of Allah. Look at the way Allah is addressing us. Ya'lamu, come to know, understand. Conscientize yourself. Take this message of mine to heart. Ya'lamu, what my Allah? What must we come to know? What must we take to heart? Ya'lamu, annama al-hayatu ad-dunya la'ibun wa lahu wa zina wa tafakhurun bainakum wa takathurun fil amwali wal awlad kamathali ghayth أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور قل تمتع بكفرك قليلا إنك من أصحاب النار قل تمتعوا فإن مصيركم إلى النار من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين. Verse upon verse. Allah says, come to know your big, big bazaars, your big, big industries, your big, big factories. What is this? Games, amusements, passing phase. You see a beautiful, lush field. Does it stay fresh? Are the flowers always blooming? Doesn't winter come? Doesn't drought come? Doesn't that beautiful, lush ground eventually dry up and become fodder? Allah says, just like that, this dunya, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Just a passing phase. Just a few days. Valueless. How valuable is this dunya in Allah's eyes? Surah Zukhruf, those verses which I recited. What does Allah say? Allah says, we wanted to give the kuffar homes of gold. We wanted to give them backs of steel. They will be in the lap of luxury. They will know no sickness, no hardship, no difficulty in this life. We wanted to pave their streets with gold. We wanted to shower the wealth of this world on them. Why didn't we do it? Why didn't we do it? Allah says, we feared that the people of Iman, when they see the wealth of the kuffar out of the lalach and greed of dunya, they also will abandon the Iman. This is why we didn't give it to them. But this world has no value in the sight of Allah. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ بَاءً. It is a mirage, a deception, a play of the light, trickery. مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Don't be deceived. لَا تُسَاوِي. Move away from Quran, Hadith. لا تساوي جناح بعوض. What does my Nabi say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not equal to the wing of a mosquito also. He turns around after salah. Half the saf of sahaba have fallen down. Some of them unconscious. As a result of excessive hunger. Stones are tied to their stomachs. In that condition and that plight, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Mal faqru akhsha alaykum. Mal faqru akhsha alaykum. Innama akhsha alaykum an tubsata lakum ad-dunya kama busitat ala man kana qablakum fatanafasuha kama tanafasuha. فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. Hunger to the extent that they have fallen down unconscious. And yet what does my Nabi say? I don't fear poverty for you. I don't fear poverty for my ummah. But what do I fear? The time when dunya will be opened up for my ummah. Like it was opened up for the nations of the past. And like they allowed the love of dunya to blind them to their purpose and object in this world. And they started fighting with one another. Exactly like that, my ummah will start fighting with one another. And like it destroyed the previous nations, my ummah also will be destroyed. Ma dhi'ban ja'i'an ursila fi ghanam bi afsada laha min hirsil mal. Min hirsil mal wa sharaf li dini. How much more clearer an example to understand this hadith? Take an analogy. If the tapestry of this tent had to be sealed off, this entire tent had to be sealed off, and 20 or 30 goats or sheep are kept in this tent. There's no escape for them. They are locked up. Every exit is blocked off. And then you take two wolves, and starve them for 2 weeks. No food, no water. Starving. And then you take these two wolves and bring them into this tent, where there are 20 sheep, and there is no escape for these sheep, and you lock this tent with these two hungry, starving wolves inside. What will happen? What will happen? There will be carnage. There will be bloodshed. There will be devastation. There will be destruction. Allahu Akbar. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadiqul masduq. Wama yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahyu yuha. He did not speak one word of his desire. Everything he said was wahi and revelation from Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that lalach and greed for this dunya and lalach and greed for worldly position or dini position and status will cause more carnage and more destruction to your iman than these two wolves will cause amongst those sheep. The entire tone of Quran and Hadith, when Allah speaks of dunya, is light, insignificant, passing phase, not equal to the wing of a mosquito even. And when Quran speaks of akhirat, and the first stage of akhirat, maut, the blowing of the trumpet, Israfil, one angel. What is the size of Israfil? Qurtubi rahimullah is the narrator of the hadith. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Ghare Hira, the cave of Hira. Istala'a lahu Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salam came to him in his original form. Normally Jibreel alayhi salam used to come in the form, sometimes sahaba would hear a bell ringing. Sometimes he would come in the form of a human being. Sometimes in the shape of another sahabi. Very often he would come in the shape of Dahya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala, a handsome sahabi. This time Jibreel came in his original form. What happened? فَسَدَّ الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ. The entire earth from east to west was blotted out. One angel. This was such a frightening scene. خَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَخْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell down unconscious. When Jibreel saw what happened, immediately he reverted to a smaller shape. shape of a human being, and he revived Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did my Nabi say? Subhanallah ya Jibreel. Subhanallah ya Jibreel. Ma dhanantu anna Allah ta'ala khalaqa ahadan ala mithli hadhi surah. He said, oh Jibreel, I had no idea that Allah had created any creation as vast and as enormous as you. What is the response of Jibreel? إِنَّمَا نَشَرْتُ جَنَاحَيْن مِنْ أَجْنِحَتِي وَإِنَّ لِي سِتُّ مِيَاتِ جَنَاح. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I only opened up two of my wings. I only opened up two of my wings. Allah has given me 600 wings. وَمَا أَنَا فِي جَنْبِ مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. And Ya Rasulullah, compared to the other creations of Allah, I am a very small creation. Compared to the other creations of Allah, I am a very small creation. And then to elaborate and explain this, what does Jibreel say? He refers to a larger creation. He says, Khalaqallahu Israfil. Khalaqallahu Israfil. Allah has created Israfil. Lahu sittumiyati janah. Israfil also has 600 wings. But Ya Rasulullah, his one wing is equal to my entire wujud. One wing of Israfil. The size of it is more than the whole of Jibreel. That Israfil. And what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? What satisfaction, what haqiqat, what reality is there in this life? Where is the justification of this relentless rat race behind the dunya? Where is the justification that if someone has wealth, you look up at him, you look up to him? Someone is poor, you look down upon him. Where is the justification of considering the pursuit of this world to be the object of one's life? When Israfil has already taken the trumpet in his mouth and he is waiting. And when that command comes, to blow, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, the earth will die. إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَتَرَتْ, the sky will die. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبٌ تَثَرَتْ, the stars will die. وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ, the moon will die. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا. The mountains will die. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ الْحَاقَّةُ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ. Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers. These are like bombs going off. The earth will die. The sun will die. The moon will die. The carnivorous animals will die. Those that slither on this earth will die. Kullu nafsin. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu shayin halik illa wajha. Illa wajha. What do these verses mean? Kullu nafs, kullu man, kullu shay. What does it mean? It means Ahmad, Imran, Yusuf, Zulaikha, Aisha, Rabia, whoever, wherever. Everyone will die. Everyone is makhluk. Everyone's existence in this world is temporary. You are dependent. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. O people, every one of you is faqir, a beggar. Ila Allah, every one of you is in need of Allah. For every breath of air, you are in need of Allah. For every blink of this eyelid, you are in need of Allah. For every sound that you hear, you are in need of Allah. For every beating of this heart, you are in need of Allah. For every step that you take, you are in need of Allah. For every movement of this finger, you are in need of Allah. Your purpose, your object, the purpose of this life, the purpose of this world, the purpose of the heavens and the earth is to make sujood before one Allah. Is to bow down before one Allah. Is to prostrate before one Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came with this da'wah. Came with this invitation. Came with this reality. Such a reality, besides this reality, there is no reality. Besides this truth, everything is a lie. Besides this invocation, incantation, everything else is deception. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلُّوا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. From the inner vestiges of our heart, from every cell in our bodies, from every droplet of blood flowing through our veins, from every aspect of our existence, from inside, this call has to come. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. There is nothing and no one besides Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Al hayy. Al hayy is Allah. Hayyun qabla kulli hayy. Hayyun ba'da kulli hayy. Hayyun fawqa kulli hayy. Hayyun yumitu kulla hayy. Hayyun la yushbihuhu hayy. Lam yazal wa la yazal. Living before every living. Living after every living. Living above every living. Living, he will give death to every living. Living, there is nothing living that is like Allah. Allah was forever. Allah will be forever. Besides Allah, everything is makhluk. Everything is useless. Everything cannot exist. Cannot benefit, cannot harm. Hayy is Allah. Qayyum, qaim bizatihi is only Allah. Qaim bizatihi is only Allah. Existing of his own accord is only Allah. Besides, Allah doesn't need a soul to exist. Allah doesn't need a body to exist. Allah doesn't need shape to exist. Allah doesn't need form to exist. Allah doesn't need direction to exist. La yahwihi makan. Allah is park. Allah is pure. Allah is free of space. Allah is there, yet Allah does not occupy space. Allah is there, yet Allah is free of form or shape. Allah is there, yet Allah is free of color. Allah is there, yet Allah is free of direction. Allah is Rabb of all this. Allah gives shape, gives color, gives form, gives direction. Allah himself is above all this. Allah is Rabb. رب المشرق والمغرب رب المشرقين ورب المغربين رب المشارق ورب المغارب رب السماوات السبع ورب الأرش العظيم. East, west, north, south, above, below. أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. Turn in any direction and you will see the jalwa of Allah. There was nothing. There was nothing. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, will not the disbelievers, will not those who defy Allah, قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وقدر فيها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين. We cannot possibly lament sufficiently the lack of munasabat of the ummah with Quran. Our elders, this is their cry. This is their lament. That Quran ek na ashna pegham ban chuki. Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. Somebody dies, we read Quran. Open a new shop or move into a new house, we read a little bit Quran. Or we think somebody has got jinn or jadu, asar, we read Quran. Ramadan is coming, to some extent a little bit Quran will be read. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. How beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah made farz for you. Allah made farz for you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَهُ. I, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat for you the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. Hours and hours today, youngsters, both ears are clogged. Both ears are clogged, the body is jiving to haram music. Hours and hours. And what they say? They say music is food for the soul. That which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u zara. He said, like how water causes crops to grow. Like how water causes crops to grow. Listening to the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. We can't see the iman. We can't see the hypocrisy. We can't see the nifaq. Yet my Nabi said, like water causes crops to grow, haram music will cause nifaq to grow. What is the sign? What is the sign? Ulama say at the time of maut to recite kalima will become impossible. Allah protect us. He said, I made sunnat for you, the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. One chance in the year we get to listen to Quran. And yet, khabardar, khabardar those hufaz who read the Quran properly. What we want to do, we want to go to that masjid where they, what they call Ya'lamun Ta'lamun Hafiz. Ya'lamun Ta'lamun, read like a bullet. We don't even know what he read, just hear the Ya'lamun Ta'lamun and we're happy. I remember a few years ago, our Jamaat was in one town in South Africa. It was the month of Ramadan. We were going for a program, running a bit late. Passed by one masjid. The street was blocked. We had to take a detour. Couldn't pass. So many cars, so many Muslims. So I asked the Rebbe, I said, what happened? Special program, Ishtima. Some elder has come. Why such a big crowd in this masjid? So he said, Maulana, in this masjid, they read 10 surahs Taraweeh. One masjid, parking. I'm not going into the fiqhi ikhtilaf. Fiqhi ikhtilaf, difference of opinion in fiqh that we leave to the muftiyan ikiram. I don't have their knowledge. But I'm not going into that. But look at the deprivation. Look at the loss. Where is the shock and inclination for the Quran? The 1 month and opportunity Allah gives us. My Nabi said, this is my sunnat, no other ummat. No other ummat had Taraweeh Salah, only this ummat was given. And yet, one masjid we went, they had signposts outside. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakats Taraweeh. One arrow pointing that way, parking for 20 rakats Tarawih. Everything shortcut. And yet, what is the loss? What is the loss? My Nabi said, for every sajda, for every sajda of Tarawih Salah, 1500 hasanat. 1500 hasanat. 40 sajdas, 20 rakats, 40 sajda. Do the maths. 60,000 hasanat every night of Ramadan. Leave 60,000. If Mona Riaz or Mufti Saab made Elan Siratul Haq this year, Tarawih, those who come, after the Tarawih Salah, underneath the Musalla will be 1,500 ran. What will happen? Father, mother, grandmother, grandfather also. Those who are on a wheelchair also will bring. There won't be any space. You'll need this whole Ishtimaga. Why 50? We know the value of Maal. We don't know the value of Amal. We don't know the value of the Quran. That day is coming. That day is coming. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا Allah says that day is coming, there will be a complainant. There will be a plaintiff. Someone is going to lodge a complaint in Allah's court. Who? Rahmatul lil alameen, who has mercy from head to toe, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A day is coming that he is going to complain. What will be his complaint? What will be the complaint of my Nabi? What will be the complaint of my Habib? He will say to Allah that, O Allah, my ummat, inna qawmi. O Allah, my ummat, turn their backs on this Quran. Turn their backs on this Quran. Such a Quran. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ja'alahu amamahu, saqahu ilal jannah. If my ummat will keep this Quran in front of them, this Quran will take them to Jannah. وَمَنْ جَعَلَهُ خَلْفَهُ سَاقَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ And if my ummah will turn their backs on this Quran, the same Quran will take them to Jahannam. Allah protect us. I always give these examples. Somebody sent me a message one day. Two people were traveling in a train. One person started reading Quran. So the person next to him tapped him, asked him, Brother, did someone die? Did someone die that you are reading Quran? He said, yes. Your heart has died. Wallah, like plants need water. Like this earth needs water, this heart needs water. The Quran is the water for this heart. The tears that are shed in the dead of night is the water for this heart. Mi'raj just passed. What does Allah say? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. Glory be to that Allah who took his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Laylan. Why does Quran say laylan? Why does Quran say at night? Why not at ishraq time? Why not at charge time? Duas are accepted between Asr and Maghrib. Why not that time? Why Laylan? Ulama explain, if you want Isra, if you want Mi'raj, if you want ascension, if you want the true taluk of Allah, if you want the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then some section of the night has to be given to Allah. I remember in 93 when our Jamaat went to Raiwin, first thing one of our elder Sheikh Yunus told us, first thing was Jamaat of Ulama from South Africa. He addressed us and he said, Huzur ke fikr dil ke andar ho. حضور کے فکر دل کے اندر ہو اور رات کا کچھ حصہ اللہ کو نہیں دے رہے, یہ ناممکن ہے. اگر رات کا کچھ حصہ اللہ کو نہیں دے رہے, اس کی مطلب یہ ہے کہ دل کے اندر حضور کے فکر نہیں ہے. The worry of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the heart and some section of the night not given to Allah, this is impossible. If some section of the night is not being given to Allah, then it means that the true worry of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is not in the heart. Allah protect us. ثَلَاثَةٌ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَضْحَكُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُ بِهِمْ. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said three people. One of the three, Allah, what glad tidings? يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. Allah boasts about them. Who? الذي له امرأة حسناء وفراش حسن. That person of my ummah, he has a beautiful wife. He has a lovely bed. يقوم من الليل, yet the fire of Allah's ishq, the fire of Allah's muhabbat. How many verses in the Quran Allah speaks of the night of this ummah? How many verses in the Quran when Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given nubuwat? When Allah informs him, you are my Nabi, what is the first revelation? يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلْ قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ وَوِنْ قُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا إِنَّ نَاشِيَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. Six verses. You are my Nabi, so what must you do? Six verses on the night. Seventh verse, إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. In the day for you, there is a swim in the sea of humanity. Quran brings the night before the day. Maulana Ihsan Sahab, Daun Barakatuh, used to say, we speak of Badr, we speak of Fateh Makkah, we speak of the great conquests and victories that Sahaba had. Why don't we speak about the night before Badr? The night before Fateh Makkah, the manner in which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried and begged from Allah, took decision from Allah at night. Kanu qalilan min al-layl ma yahja'un. Allahu Akbar. Quran is ajeeb. If you look at this expression where Allah describes the night of his true slaves of Ibadur Rahman, what does Allah say? Kanu. Kanu is what they call in Arabic fail naqis. Its action is incomplete. So it denotes little. Kanu qalil. Kanu fail naqis, incomplete, little. Qalilan means less. Min al-layl, min istab'id. It cuts the action of what comes after it. Min al-layl, also less. Ma mahdar, ma masdar, also cuts the action of the verb after it, less. Yahja'oon. Allahu Akbar. Yahja'oon. Allah doesn't say they sleep less. No. Yahja'oon. In Arabic language, the word Yahja'oon comes from haja, which means to doze or light sleep. So every verb, every word in this verse, kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'oon. Less, 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 less. Wabil ashaarihum yastaghfiroon. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمًا يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. Verse upon verse in the Quran, direct address to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلْ قُمِ اللَّيْلِ. Direct command. And then, Allahu Akbar, such love between Habib and Mahbub. Such love Allah has for his Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah describes the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran. And Allah doesn't just say, this is the night. What does Allah say? Allah addresses him directly. Allah addresses him directly. Inna Rabbak. Inna Rabbak. What's the translation of this? Inna Rabbak, verily your Rabb. Who's Rabb? Who is the Kaaf? Who is Allah addressing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh my Habib, your Rabb. Even if you don't understand Arabic, we can see the beauty in this. Inna Rabbak, ya'lam annaka taqumu adna min al-layl. أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثة وطائفة من الذين معك. Oh my beloved, oh my Habib, your Rabb knows that at times you are standing two-thirds of the night in tahajjud salah. کہنا کہ میں عاشق رسول بہت آسان ہے بھائی. To say I love Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is very easy. I am a follower of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Very easy to say that. Where's the proof? You ask someone, bhai, you follow sunnah? He says, yes. What's the proof? I eat something sweet before I eat. Whether that's sunnah or not, Allah knows best. But what about this? Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Where my Nabi said, Allah has kept my ecstasy in tahajjud salah. Where our mother radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I used to see him standing so long, hatta tatafattara qadama, until his mubarak feet would swell. Sometimes blood would come out. Allah is saying, two-thirds of the night at times. If in winter months the night is 12 hours long, what does it mean that the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be 6 hours long? 6 hours crying before Allah. Ibn Rajab Hanbali Rahimullah mentions the author. Kazaba man idda mahabbati. Kazaba man idda mahabbati. Faida jannahu al-layl nama anni. Alaysa kullu habibin yuhibbu khalwata habibihi. The one who says that he loves Allah. The one who says that he loves Allah. And the nightfall descends and the whole night he is sleeping. Kadhaba, he is a liar. Alaysa kullu habibin yuhibbu khalwata habibihi. Does not every lover wish to have some time of solitude with his beloved? Don't you wish some time before with Allah when it is only you and Allah? Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. Allah boasts about them. Who? The one who has a beautiful wife and a warm bed. Yet the fire of Allah's love doesn't allow him to sleep. He gets up in the dead of night. Allah addresses his malaika. Ya malaikati unzuru ila abdi. Oh my angels, look at my slave. Look at my slave. Yadharu shahwatahu li ajli. He has left his desires for my sake. Walau shaa raqad. If he wanted, he could have slept. Yet, he has come into my court. Raja'an mimma indi, shafaqatan mimma indi. He desires my jannat, he fears my jahannam. Oh my malaika, I make you a witness. I have given him my jannat. The greatest adab and etiquette of this work of dawat and tabligh is tahajjud salah. This is the cry of our elders. Kaam karne wale bohat hai. Those doing the work are plenty, lekin rone wale bohat kam hai. Where are those to cry? Our clothes, we want water to clean it. Our utensils, we want to clean it. Those poor servants in our homes, we pay them measly wages. Whole day they are washing the floor for us. One speck of dust, the queen of the house says, wash again. We want everything clean. We want our surroundings clean. For that we need water. What about this heart? Doesn't this heart need to be clean? Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Allah says, meet Allah on the day of judgment with a clean heart. What is the water for the heart? What is the water for the heart? Sometimes a person cries in the love of some woman. Sometimes he's madly in love with something that he shouldn't be in love with. When he loses, he starts crying. Or sometimes they cry at some calamity. Or sometimes his deal didn't go right, he cries. That is not the water that will clean the heart. That is murky water. That is slimy water. Murky and slimy water you can't even clean your clothes or utensils with. What is the water that will clean this heart? It is those hot, hot tears. Hot, hot tears on the musalla. In the dead of night. Aynan, aynan. La tamassuhumun nar. Ek hook si dil mein utti hai. Ek dard jigar mein hota hai. Hum raat ko ut ut rote hai. Jab sara alam sota hai. Some section of the night of this ummah has to be given to him. Humanity in droves is going towards Jahannam. Allah's deen is dying around us. Rone wale kaha hai bhai? Where are those to cry? Where is the dard? Where is the pain? What was the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where you would cry so much that our mother says his tears would roll down his cheeks into his beard. From his beard onto the ground. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Is tabligh only talks? Is tabligh only bayans? Is tabligh only nasihat and advice? This is part of it. This is part of it. But the asal, the essence is dard. Is pain, is fikr in the heart. It's for that ah to come out, that sigh to come out. Abdul Wahab Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, give so much dawat, so much dawat, so much dawat. Speak of Allah's greatness. Feel this void inside that I haven't found Allah. That I'm not living for Allah. That I haven't devoted my life to Allah. He used to say, I'm not telling you 25 people, I'm saying 25 times. 25 times. Person to person, gully to gully, alley to alley. Speak so much about Allah, so much about Allah. With the dard and pain in the heart. Hazrat Moisus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ہم اس لیے نہیں کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کی برائی بیان کرو کیونکہ یہ ایک سکیم ہے جس کے ذریعے سے آپ لوگوں کو چلے اور تین چلے کے لیے تیار کریں گے. We are not saying to you speak of Allah's greatness because this is some scheme or some plot that was thought up by Nizamuddin or Raiwin to prepare people to go for 40 days and 4 months. No. ہم اس لیے کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کی برائی بیان کرو کیونکہ اللہ کا حق ہے. کیونکہ اللہ کا حق ہے کہ اس کی طرح نہ کیا جائے. We are saying to you speak of Allah's greatness because this is Allah's right. This is Allah's right. That his praises should be sung. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. There is no greater loss. There is no greater devastation. There is no greater deprivation that can ever be equal the loss and deprivation of that human being who has not found Allah. Majority of this humanity is heading towards Jahannam. Majority of this humanity hasn't understood who is Allah. Leave the disbelievers, the ummah. Azan upon azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the college student says, I didn't want to take my shoes and socks off, that's why I didn't make my namaz. The businessman in his ghaflat in that business,
The young children in those Muslim homes who wake up with the rising sun, Fajr namaz ghaib. The hundreds and thousands that will come in this Mubarak month of Ramadan who will not keep one fast also. The hundreds and thousands of the ummah leave the others. Of the ummah who will not read the Quran. This ummah in music is dying and going towards Jahannam. In riba is dying and going towards Jahannam. In lies and deception and treachery is going towards Jahannam. In destroying the lives of their parents are going towards Jahannam. In making the lives of their wives and children a living misery on this earth is going towards Jahannam. From every direction, every command of Allah is being broken. And still that pain is not there. Still that worry is not there. Still that inside is not there. That, Allah, tere deen mit raha hai aur main na mita. Allah, tere deen mit raha hai aur main na mita. Ya Allah, your deen is dying and I haven't finished myself. A Jew's janaza is carried in Medina Munawara and my Nabi is sitting, he gets up. A Jew's janaza is being carried. My Nabi is sitting, he gets up. He starts crying. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? It's a Jew. Alaysat Yahudiyan. He says, Alaysat nafsun tafallatad minni? Alaysat nafsun tafallatad minni? Is it not another ummati of mine that I have lost? Is it not another human being that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? Our hearts are beating with the love of dunya. Our hearts are beating with the love of worldly acquisitions. Our hearts are empty of Allah, the love of Allah, the taluk of Allah, the Mubarak way of life of Rasulullah, the true love of Allah's Habib-e-Pak. And the tragedy and travesty that is facing us is the ihsas and the perception of that loss is not there. Maut is coming, qabr is coming, akhirat is coming. The clock of our lives are ticking. That day is coming. One of the most fearsome and frightening verses of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Says we will reveal what is inside this heart. With whose love was this heart beating? What was the purpose of your life? Did you make Allah the goal? Did you make Allah the object? Or was it one shop and another shop? $1 and another dollar? One luxury of this world and another luxury of this world? 6-7 billion insan can go to Jahannam, you were not worried. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah says that day is coming. We will cut open this heart and we will reveal what was inside. كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, like this life will be lived. Like this life will be lived, the mort will be like that.
Brothers are requested to try and come forward, please, brothers. There's a lot of brothers standing in the back that haven't got place. Come forward, please, brothers. Come forward, mashallah. And those that are there, there's place on the left-hand side of the tent. Come, brothers. A little bit of ikram. Many brothers are at the back want to come in also. Jazakallah khair. Just come forward, please, and settle down. Jazakallah. There's a lot of place on the left-hand side as well. The brothers, yeah, can move a little bit on this side. Make some place for the brothers. Jazakallah. Brothers can settle down, mashallah.
حضرت مولانا یوسف صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ہم اس لیے نہیں کہتے کہ اللہ کی بڑائی بیان کرو کیونکہ ایک سکیم ہے جس کے ذریعے سے آپ لوگوں کو چلے اور تین چلے کے لیے تیار کریں گے
We are not saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness because this is some scheme by which you are going to prepare people to give chilla and three chillas. Hum isliye kehte ki Allah ki barai bayan karo kyunki Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya jaye. We are saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. Every blade of grass is shining with the noor of Allah. Every droplet of rainwater is shining with the noor of Allah. The rising sun is shining with the noor of Allah. That moon on a full moon night is shining with the noor of Allah. That waterfall crushing onto this earth with that resounding explosion is shouting out, La ilaha illallah. That beautiful stream that cuts through the mountain is shouting out, La ilaha illallah. The chirping of the bird, if you had the ears of Iman, you will hear La ilaha illallah. Makhluk ka zikr bimari hai. To talk of the creation is a sickness. Khalik ka zikr uski ilaj hai. To speak about Allah is the cure. Bahadur Sahib used to say, not 25 people, 25 times. Speak so much, give so much dawat, so much dawat, so much dawat. That finally you reach a time that mentally, physically you are exhausted. No more strength, you have spoken so much about Allah. So much pain in the heart, so much pain in the heart. Calling one person. Till emotionally, physically you are exhausted. And then at that time you raise your hands. Then at that time you raise your hands and you make dua. You are so tired, mentally, physically, emotionally. You are drained. So that no words are coming out also in that dua. At that time he says, at that time, at that moment of desperation, from inside the heart one sigh will come. One sigh that you will feel in that heart. One turning towards Allah, Amma yujibul muttarra idha da'a. He says, when you feel that sigh in your heart, that cry that comes from inside, from the heart, he says, that is one iota, one tiny fraction of the dard and the pain and the kayfiyat of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This insaniyat is going towards Jahannam. Humanity has lost its direction. This call or this invocation that the purpose and object of our life is to find Allah, is to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today this call is falling on deaf ears. This understanding is not even there. Understand, my respected brothers, that life without Allah is no life. That health without Allah is no health. That wealth without Allah is no wealth. That prosperity without Allah is no prosperity. That existence where we have not recognized Allah, where this heart is not beating with the love of Allah, where the taluk of Allah is not there, by the qasam of my Allah, that existence is zero. It is useless. Get up in the dead of night, cry before Allah. That one hot tear that we will shed. What did my Nabi say? Aynan la tamassuhumun nar. Aynan la tamassuhumun nar. He said, two eyes, Jahannam is haram on them. Jahannam is haram upon them. It doesn't have to be a bucket full. It can be one tiny pinprick. One tiny pinprick in the dead of night. One hot tear. Borrow it from someone if you have to. One hot tear in the dead of night. That pinprick that will come at the edge of the eye. Even it doesn't even flow down. With the khawf of Allah. With the shock of Jannat. With the khawf of Jahannam. With this worry. That Ya Allah, that day is coming when I have to stand in your court. Ya Allah, that day is coming when I have to stand in your court. This whole world will be destroyed. Everything will be destroyed. One Allah alone will remain. Anal Malik. Anal Quddus. Anas Salamul Mu'minul Muhaymin. Anal Azizul Jabbarul Mutakabbir. Allah will announce, I am the king. I am the owner. I am Quddus. I am Salam. I am Mu'min. I am Muhaymin. I am Aziz. I am Jabbar. Ain al Muluk.
Ain al Jababira. Where are the kings today? Where are the oppressors today? Where are those who invited to their authority today? Man kana li sharikan falyati. Man kana li sharikan falyati. Where are the partners? Where are the partners? Where are those who you stretched your hand out to besides Allah? Allah will all call out. Limanil mulkul yom. Limanil mulkul yom. To whom does kingdom belong to today? There will be no one to answer. Lillahil wahidil qahhar. Lillahil wahidil qahhar. Allah himself will say, to one Allah who is wahid and qahhar. This kalima la ilaha illallah. This is the reality, to find Allah, to connect with Allah, to become Allah's. Jo la kaha wo la hua, wo la bhi usme la hua, juz la hua, kul la hua, phir kya hua, Allah hua. Allah hua, haramun ala qalb, an yadkhulahu an-nur, wa fihi shay'un mimma yakrahuhu Allah. Ulama say it is haram, impossible. Impossible that the nur of Allah's ta'alluq, the nur of Allah's love will enter that heart in which there is ghairullah. Ma Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, all the zulmat, all the darkness, all the filth, all the stench of this world put together is not equal to the darkness and zulmat of this and the stench of one heart in which there is ghairullah. We have to take this out. So much dawah we have to give. This worry, this dar, that day is coming. Ma minkum min ahad. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every one of you without exception, you will have to stand in Allah's court. It will be you and Allah. You and Allah. And what will be the kayfiyat of that standing? What will be the kayfiyat and manner of that standing? Ajib, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Yuja'u bibni Adam. Yuja'u bibni Adam. Fayuqafu bayna yaday Allahi ka'annahu badaj. He says, Ibn Adam will be brought. Insan will be brought. This human being will be brought. He doesn't say you will come. He says, Yuja, you will be brought. Whoever you are, whatever language you spoke, whatever color you are, whatever race you are, whatever nationality you are, no matter how big your bank balance, every one of you will be brought and made to stand in front of Allah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the standing. He says, ka'annahu badaj. Such a kind, compassionate master and teacher. Majority of those you were speaking to were farmers or had an agricultural background. So look at the analogy and example he gives. That when a horse gives birth to a foal, or when a goat gives birth to a kid, when the little baby drops from the stomach of the mother, it is fully formed, it has all four legs. But the moment that animal, that foal or that kid drops down, initially its legs are very weak. It needs a little while before it can adjust for its legs to take its body weight. So what does it do? It starts shivering and shaking. That shivering and shaking of that little coat, of that little foal or the little kid in Arabic is called badaj. Rasulullah said, every one of you will be brought and made to stand in front of Allah. Ka'annahu badaj. Ka'annahu badaj. And Allah will say, A'taytuk wa khawaltuk wa namtu alayk. Allah will say, I gave you everything. I showered my ni'mats and my bounties upon you. Bounty upon bounty, favor upon favor. Arini mada qaddam, arini mada qaddam. What did you bring back? What did you bring back? That day is coming. This entire humanity is moving towards that day. The purpose and object of this life is the success of that day, is the happiness of Allah of that day, is to be saved from the chains of the angels on that day. There will be those. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيا ولم أدر ما حسابيا يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا من غسلين لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون.
Allah protect us. There will be some who will get their book of deeds in the left hand. Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. They will say, if only I didn't get this book. Ya laytaha kanatil qadiya. If only I died in the world and I was not resurrected. Ma aghna anni maliya. The wealth of this dunya is of no help to me. My sultanate and strength and armies and position is useless. The announcement will be made. Khuduhu. Grab hold of him. فَغُلُّوهُ, tie him up. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ, then throw him into Jahannam. Allah protect us. Such an azab, such a Jahannam.
Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Sahaba. He says to them, oh my Sahaba, if this masjid had to expand so that it contains 100,000 insan, 100,000 human beings, and one person from Jahannam had to be brought into this masjid. Thumma yatanaffas, and then this person had to breathe out once. Breathe out once. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? This entire masjid and 100,000 insan will be burned to ashes. Such a Jahannam. Jannat Jahannam. Jannat Jahannam. 1,000 verses in the Quran. And yet our gatherings, our homes, our gatherings are devoid of the muzakara of akhirat. Our elders, this is, they cry, they lament. Introduce the halaqat of ta'lim in your homes. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sit with your family. Sit with your children. Speak about Jannat. Speak about Jahannam. Speak about Qabr. Speak about Akhirat. Inculcate in your children the perception of Jaza and Saza, accountability. That ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. O my child, every word you utter, the angels are writing down. Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Every action you are doing is being recorded. This muzakara is to enter every home. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when they asked him, they said, Hazrat, masturat ke kaam ka kya maksad hai? The masturat effort, jamaats are going out. Masturat talim is taking place. So much of effort. Kya maksad hai? What is the object? Ajeeb answer he gave. One answer he gave. He said, garo ke talim, garo ke talim, garo ke talim. Talim to come alive in every home of the ummah. Such zulmat and darkness has entered our homes. Wallah, Allah has given us in this age of fitna and fasad a marham, a solace. Allah has given us a prescription to dispel this darkness is to introduce the halaqat of talim in every home. All of us will do this, inshallah. Jannat Jahannam, this muzakara of the 6 points in every home. This is not a jamaat or an organization. This is the work of the ummah. This is the day and night of the ummah. Some will get their book of deeds in the left hand, Allah protect us. Then there will be those who will get the book of deeds in the right hand. Such is the mercy of Allah. Such is the mercy of Allah. The doors of Allah's forgiveness are open. Allah is waiting. So many incidents we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak to Sahaba a few months ago.
One of our Kabirin was giving a bayan. He said an ajeeb thing. He said once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Sahaba. And the narrator of the hadith says, if I had not heard this, if I had not heard this from Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam 7 times or more, I wouldn't have narrated it. 7 times or more. So one of our Kabirin, he draws a conclusion from this, that this shows how often Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mention this. How often Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak of the mercy of Allah. That more than 7 times this one sahabi heard this one incident. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said amongst the Bani Israel, there was one youngster. His name was Kifl. Allah had given him great wealth. His entire life spent in Allah's disobedience. Spent in masiyat. Spent in haram. Every wrong you can think of was there in the life of this person. The whole society hated him. But he had a lot of wealth. Such was the extent of the flagrant violation of Allah's commands in the life of this youngster that he paid a woman 60 dinars. 60, if you want to call, talk in our terms, 60 Kruger coins. How much is 60 Kruger coins? We can do the maths. 60 Kruger coins, dinars, coins of gold, just to spend one night in haram with her. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when he was in solitude with her, and he reached the position or point that a man reaches as he approaches a woman. At that time she started crying. She started crying. So Kifl said to her, why are you crying? Why are you crying? She said, I am not that type of woman. This is the first time in my life that I am doing something like this. I am crying because the fear has entered my heart that what answer am I going to give Allah? So Kifl says to her, I didn't compel you, I didn't force you. You agreed on my price, now you are crying. She says, hunger forced me. Hunger and need forced me to accept your offer. Otherwise I would have never countenanced doing such a thing. This strikes the heart of Kifl. Badmash, Sharabi, Kababi, put whatever title you want. Whole life in Allah's disobedience. The plea of this woman strikes his heart. And he thinks in his heart that she is so afraid of standing in Allah's court. And yet this is the first time she is doing this, and that too out of need. Your whole life you are doing this. Your whole life spent in haram. What answer are you going to give Allah? When this thought strikes him, Kifl says to her, that I'm not going to force you, you may go and you may keep the money also. Spend it to fulfill your need. And then Kifl turns that night to Allah. That, oh my Allah, forgive me. Oh my Allah, forgive me. Saying that, he goes to sleep. Taqdeer of Allah, Kifl dies that same night. What was the possibility? The possibility was that they wouldn't have even given him a good burial. They might have thrown his body in a rubbish heap. He was badmash, hated by the people. So Allah didn't even allow that. Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, Sahabi says, I heard my Nabi saying this more than 7 times. That the next day when the people came, they found written on the door of Kifl in lines of noor, Inna Allah ghafara lil Kifli. Inna Allah ghafara lil Kifli. Allah has forgiven Kifl, and Kifl is the Jannati. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Such is the mercy of Allah. Oh my beloved slaves, who is Allah addressing? Who is Allah addressing, my beloved slaves?
الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. This Allah in this verse means a person whose entire life is in zulm. Entire life is in haram. Entire life is in Allah's disobedience. That person Allah is addressing. Oh my beloved slave. And what is Allah saying? La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah will forgive all sins. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Become Allah's, turn to Allah's. Ashabul jannati yawma idhin khayrun mustaqarra wa ahsanu maqila. How long are we going to run behind this worthless dunya? Allah says, my jannat, ashabul jannati yawma idhin khayrun mustaqarra. Allah says, my jannat is such a beautiful place. Wa ahsanu maqila, it is the most beautiful place. How beautiful, how beautiful. No one has the true knowledge, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us some example. He said, if something the size of a fingernail, if something the size of a fingernail, how big is a fingernail? What is the size of the fingernail? One blade of grass or one droplet of water? He says, if something the size of a fingernail from Jannat had to be brought into this world, the entire world will light up. And the entire world will become fragrant. Such a Jannat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in Jannat, inna fil Jannati qasrun. In Jannat, there is one palace. Laysa laha ma'aliqun min fawqiha. It doesn't have a chain above it. Wala di'amatun min tahtiha. Nor does it have a pillar underneath it. Allahu Akbar. Palace suspended. No pillar underneath, no chain above. Hanging like a cloud. Sahaba, when they heard this, they said, Ya Rasulullah, how will the Jannati enter this palace? It's hanging in the air. So Allah's Rasul ﷺ said to them, have you not seen how a bird enters its nest? Have you not seen how a bird enters its nest? Like that, the Jannati will enter this palace. So then they said, Liman, Ya Rasulullah, who has Allah prepared this palace for? The Ahlil Awja'a. Wal asqam. He said, for those people of my ummah who are going through sickness, who are going through hardship, who are going through suffering, who are going through persecution, for them Allah has prepared such a jannat. When they will turn to Allah, when they will make sabr for Allah's sake, when they will turn towards Allah, such a jannat. Such a jannat, Allahu Akbar, the women of this jannat. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ كَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ. What description. Quran does not get tired of describing these women. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if one of the women of Jannah had to cover her whole body, and only reveal her fingertip, only the fingertip, she had to sit in the sky. This blue that we see on top is not the sky. That's just a reflection of the light. Sun is 93 million miles away. The sky is above that. If she had to sit at that distance, cover her whole self, and just reveal one fingertip, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the whole world will light up and the sun will become invisible. We cannot imagine the beauty of these women. Is the beauty from cosmetics? Is it from makeup? No. Nuru wajiha min nurillahi ta'ala The noor of her face is from the noor of Allah. The noor of her face is from the noor of Allah. Sittuna zira'an fi samai qamatuha. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah mentions in a poem, Sittuna zira'an fi samai qamatuha, extracted from hadith. What is the height of this woman? She will be 60 zira', 130 foot tall. 130 foot tall, the women of Jannah. So what are you going to use, a ladder? Qamatu Adam. This was the height of Adam alayhi salam. When the book of deeds will come in the right hand, immediately, your height will rise up to the height of Adam alayhi salam. The height of the man in Jannah is 130 foot tall. Kullama nazara ilayha izdadat fi aynihi sab'ina dhafan husnan wa jamala. Each time you look at her, you look away. When you look back, she will be 70 times more beautiful. She looks at you, she looks away. When she looks back, you will be 70 times more attractive. Such a jannat. يَظَلُّ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا سَبْعِينَ آمًا يَتَلَذَّذْ مِنْ رُؤْيَتِهَا. Allahu Akbar, the first gaze. The first gaze will be 70 years long. The Jannati will just get lazzat and ecstasy just looking at her. Looking at her. 70 years, the first gaze. You look at your wife of dunya for 5 minutes, what happens? What are you looking at? Look somewhere else. 5 minutes, you can't look here. 70 years, the first gaze. The woman of dunya, the woman of iman, the woman of iman, Allahu Akbar, according to the riwayat, Allah will give her 70,000 times more beauty than these women. Such a jannat. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that is jannat. Then there is VIP jannat. VIP Jannat, Jannatul Firdaus. He says in Jannatul Firdaus there is one Hoor. Her name is Aina. What is her beauty? He says, Jami'ul Hooril Aini Ushaqun Laha. Such is her beauty that the rest of the khurs of Jannat are ashik of Aina. Lawla anna Allah ta'ala qadha li ahli al-jannati alla yamutu lamatu min husniha wa jamaliha. If Allah had not ordained, that it is impossible to die in Jannat, just looking at Aina, the Jannatis would have died. The rush of ecstasy, the rush of excitement, looking at this woman, the heart would not have been able to bear it. Such beauty Allah has given her. We're running behind hoors of this dunya. Like youngsters you hear nowadays, you say, if I don't get her, I'll die. Parents say, not suitable for you, bhai. She has to become the mother of your children. What type of children are you going to bring up? Is she going to instill salah, iman, taqwa in them? Look for something that is appropriate. He says, no. I'm madly in love with her. If I don't get her, I'll die. I'll commit suicide. Says that, gets married, 1 month later, divorce court. Why? Because they caught before marriage, so after marriage is divorce court. Bring sunnah. Bring the talim of Habib-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives. He said, nothing is more valuable. Nothing in this world is more precious and valuable than a wife who will make your jannat easy for you. Maratus saliha. Maratus saliha. Make dua for this. Maratus saliha. He said, if Allah gives you a pious wife, you have got the greatest treasure of this world. Our value systems are gone upside down. Nevertheless, Abu Huraira says, such is the beauty of Aina. She will have 70,000 servants on one side, 70,000 servants on the other side. Aina will emerge from her palace. Imagine. Imagine the beauty of this one hoor in Jannatul Firdaus, flanked on either side by 140,000 servants. What will be the, call it the dowry of Aina, the incantation of Aina, the invitation of Aina, the call of Aina? Aina al-amiruna bil-ma'roof wa-nahuna anil-munkar. Inni likulli man amara bil-ma'roof wa-naha anil-munkar. Where are the people of Amar bil Ma'roof and Nahi Anil Munkar? Where are the people of Dawat and Tabligh? Where are those who are bringing Allah alive, Allah's commands, and prohibiting from Allah's disobedience? Where are those who are striving to bring Allah's deen alive from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah has made my nikah with every one of the people of Amar bil Ma'roof and Nahi Anil Munkar, every one of the people of Dawat and Tabligh of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We haven't understood who we are, why Allah has sent us. How many there are amongst us who will say, I'm not Tablighi, I went for Ishtima, I just want to see what's happening. We take pride on worldly positions. If he was a shopkeeper and then he opens up a few shops, you call him a shopkeeper, he gets upset. He said, don't call me shopkeeper, I'm a businessman. He had one small factory, they call him factory owner. Opens a few factories, call him factory owner, he gets upset. I'm an industrialist. Don't you know my business acumen? I belong to this club, I belong to that society. I'm not Tablighi, I just came to see. That call is for someone else. Let us wake up to the reality. Allah says in the Quran, Hada balaghul linnas. Hada, this Quran. Allama Zamakhshiri rahimullah used to say, great mufassir, used to say that if the Quran doesn't have a name, we call it Quran. But if the Quran had to have a name, it would be this verse. Hada, this Quran is what? Balaghul linnas, is tabligh for the entire humanity. It's a message of muhabbat for the entire humanity. It's a rahmat and mercy for the entire humanity. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, hudal linnas. Allah says the month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed, hudal linnas. Quran is hidayat for humanity. Quran is balaghul linnas. It's tabligh for the entire humanity. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa arsalnaka linnasi rasula. We sent you, my beloved, linnas, for the whole humanity as a rasul. Qul ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am the rasul of Allah to every one of you. Every person to come till Qiyamah. Look at these verses. Quran, hada balaghul linnas. Hada balaghul linnas. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, hudal linnas. Arsalnaka linnasi rasula. Qul ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. 23 years nubuwat, 8,156 days. What is the misdaq? What is the system that was put into place to fulfill this? Whose work, whose job, whose responsibility? Who is going to fulfill this nisbat? Take these four verses, put them on one side, and then, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Shabash, congratulations. O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the best. Why? Because of your salah? Because of your tahajjud? Because of your zikr? Because of your welfare work? Because of your benefit, social benefit that you are doing? Because of your fasting? Every one of them is good. Carry on doing it. But that is not the basis of this title. Khaira ummatin, why? Ukhrijat lin nas. Because you were taken out for the hidayat of humanity. You were sent, selected and chosen by Allah. Allah, it's not an accident. It's not a biological occurrence. It's not some misnomer, misunderstanding. This ummat was selected and chosen by Allah. Every ummati. Huwajtabakum. Like Anbiya were chosen, you were chosen. To be included in this ummat. Anbiya alayhimus salam, what does Quran say? Fajtabahu rabbuhu. ثُمَّ جَتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى آدم علیہ السلام فَجَتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ يُنُسَ عَلَيْهِ السلام اِجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ ابراہیم علیہ السلام وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ يُوسف علیہ السلام اِجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ All the Anbiya علیہم السلام And then the same term هُوَجْتَبَاكُمْ Every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam selected and chosen. Whoever read kalima, whoever believed in the khatmi nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la nabiyya badi, wala ummata bada ummati, this dard, this pain, this concern, this worry, this nisbat of dawat and tabligh, this job, this responsibility, whether you accept it or not, whether you understand it or not, like the poet says, muddat hui, Sayyad ne chora bhi to kya, tabe parwaz nahi, rahe chaman yaad nahi. Analogy is given. One beautiful bird was captured by a hunter in the jungle. Taken and put into a cage. MashaAllah, very good food provided in the cage. All the luxuries in the cage. So that from infancy this bird grew to maturity in the cage. A life of captivity, a restricted life, but everything found. One day the hunter looks above the beautiful sky, sees the snow-capped mountain peaks, sees the other birds soaring, defying the laws of gravity, experiencing the beautiful breeze in the high, high altitudes. And some mercy enters the heart of this hunter, that look at what I've deprived this poor bird of. Its true legacy, its true role, its true expectations, its true heights, its true ambitions. So he opens the door of the cage and he says to that bird, fly now. Experience the heights. Experience the blue yonder. Feel the cool breeze in the high, high altitudes. Muddat hui sayyad ne chora bhi to kya. One solitary tear enters the eye of this bird, rolls down its beak. Taab-e parwaz nahi, yaad-e chaman yaad. Taab-e parwaz nahi. One tear rolls down the beak of this bird. What high, high altitude. What snow-capped mountain peak. What blue yonder. What lovely jungles and fields. What perched above some mountain top are you talking about? All I know is this cage. All I know is this plate of food. Exactly, exactly like that today is the analogy of the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran is saying, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Wa arsalnaka linnasi rasula. When Muaz bin Jabal goes to the people of Yemen, first declaration, Ya ahl al Yemen, Ana Rasulu Rasulillahi ilaykum. I am the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah who has been sent to you. Today we are saying like that bird, what khilafat of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are you talking about? What vicegerency of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are you talking about? What dawat and tabligh to humanity are you talking about? What dard and pain for humanity are you talking about? All I know is this shop. All I know is this job. All I know is this wife. All I know is this two or three children. Bhul gaye aur ye bhi bhul gaye kam bhul gaye. Our elders say we forgot and we forgot that we forgot. Who we are and why Allah has sent us. What those nights were. How my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
Muslim Sharif Riwayat, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the musalla crying before Allah. Crying and crying and crying. Till the tears are down the cheeks, then in the beard, then onto the ground. He's reading the verse of the Quran. He says, oh my Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam said to you, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh Allah, if they follow me, then they are from amongst me. If they disobey me, you are Ghafurur Rahim. He said, Ibrahim alayhi salam said this to you. Isa Ruhullah said, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my Allah, if you punish them, they're only your slaves. If you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. Then he said, oh Allah, I'm not saying to you like Ibrahim alayhi salam said. And I'm not saying to you like Isa Ruhullah said. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Oh Allah, my Ummat. Oh Allah, my Ummat. Oh Allah, my Ummat. Where is this dar today? Where is this cry today? Where is this worry for humanity today? One kafir when he dies. 99 serpents attach themselves to his body and they bite him right up till Qiyamah. Where is that pain today? That the ummah, 95% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. Every command of Allah is being broken. Jahannam is burning in every direction. Tabligh is waaz and nasihat. Tabligh is advice. Tabligh is bayans. Tabligh is dawat. But the johar and essence of tabligh is this dard. Is this ah. Is this cry. Is this pain from the heart. Is this worry for humanity. That was the overriding symbol of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like a mother who sees her child dying in front of her. Like a father who sees his whole family burning in a fire in front of him. There's nothing he can do. All he can helplessly witness and experience is the screams of pang, the screams of pain emanating from his family. He's helpless. How he will cry. How he will cry, with what dard and what pain he will cry. By the qasam of my Allah. By the qasam of my Allah. By the qasam of my Allah. The cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than that. His cry made the malaika cry. His cry reached the arsh of Allah. Oh Allah, my ummat. Oh Allah, my ummat. Oh Allah, my ummat. Quran would come down like when a mother becomes restless. Her child is crying and sobbing. She doesn't know how to stop the child. She cuddles the child, embraces the child. Repeatedly says to the child, my child, stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying. 150 verses in the Quran. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ. Verse upon verse. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Who was he crying for? Who was he crying for? Was it his wives? Allah said, Ya Nisa an Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. There are no women like your wives. What is it, his grandchildren? When they were in the cradle, he said, Sayyida, Shababi Ahlil Jannah al-Hasan wal-Husayn. Was it his family members? Was it his Sahaba? Quran had already come down. Kullan wa'adallahu al-Husna. O my Nabi, every Sahabi is a Jannati. Then who was he crying for? That same Ummat that has opened up dens of zina. That same ummat whose business is steeped in riba. That same ummat, youngster who holds the collar of his father and says, what have you ever done for me? That same ummat, young girl who says to her mother, you are barking like a dog. That same ummat where azan is called out and it falls on deaf ears. That same ummat that turned their backs on his sunnah. For them he was crying. And crying like this, where Allah had to send Jibreel. That, oh my Nabi, why are you crying like this? Why are you crying like this? Why was this question asked? Allah already knows why he's crying. Why did Allah send Jibreel to ask him, why are you crying? So that you and I come to know. If Allah didn't send Jibreel with this question, these nights would have remained a secret between Habib and Mahbub. You and I, the businessman of the 14th century of Islam, whose business is in riba.
and the youngster whose body is jiving to music, and that young girl who, despite being dressed, appears naked in public. Each one of them of the 14th century of Islam to come to know, who are you hurting? In whose foot are you striking the dagger? Whose effort and legacy have you turned your back upon? For each one of us to come to know and make tawbah. Make tawbah and turn to Allah. That, oh Allah, the ship of your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sinking. Oh Allah, humanity is drowning. Oh Allah, 6 billion insan, if they die now, are going to Jahannam forever and ever. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. The door to tawbah is open. The door to repentance is open. The door to change the direction of our life is open. Allah is waiting. Cry before Him, beg before Him, ask from Him. And make this niyat, make this niyat, make this niyat, that Ya Allah, every second of my life, every moment of my life, Ya Allah, you take me far and wide. Take me to the four corners of the world. Let me raise your flag. The flag of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The flag of mercy. The flag of compassion for humanity. Ya Allah, use me to save millions from Jahannam. And Ya Allah, let my last breath be in your path. Let that last moment be that I'm calling towards your greatness, so that your malaika descend and they say to me, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. What more do we want? Don't look left, don't look right by. Tomorrow night is Shab-e-Barat. These are Mubarak times. Ramadan is coming. These are Mubarak nights. Don't look left. Don't look right. We are not asking you to stand up and make a promise. We are not asking you to sign some legal document. Wallah, the standing up, not you, not I, can take one step in Allah's path without Allah's acceptance. The standing up is dua. The standing up is iltija. The standing up is begging Allah, Ya Allah, I have not found you. Ya Allah, my heart is empty of your love. Ya Allah, my heart is empty of your ta'alluq. Ya Allah, I have lost my direction. Ya Allah, the day and night of your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not entered my life. Ya Allah, you accept me. Ya Allah, you accept me. Ya Allah, you give me the understanding. Ya Allah, you open the way. Ya Allah, you take me in your path. Ya Allah, you take me in your path. First step for this, stand up. This dua in the heart. Ya Allah, accept me to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Who is ready? Don't wait. Don't wait for others. Who is ready to stand up? Ya Allah, accept me to go 4 months in your path. Stand up, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Come stand up, mashallah. Stand up. Come now is the time of acceptance. Now is the time to get ourselves accepted by Allah. Stand up, mashallah.
Everybody stand up, mashallah. More brothers, mashallah. Keep standing, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. 4 months pedal, inshallah. Come, beloved brothers. More brothers make niyat, inshallah. Allah will take us, inshallah. Keep standing. Nobody sit, nobody leave.